Just one halakha regarding the mitzvah of mepinis seva takum vehadarta pene zaken. Just to review, the Torah gives us a law that says we have to respect not only talmidei hachamim, but we must respect also our elders. It's a great machloket between the poskim. What exactly constitutes a seva? What is exactly considered an elder? The simple explanation of Maran and the poskim is 70 years old, while the Beit Ishai brings down from the Arizal that he held his seva is at 60. And la halakha, of course, one that is mahmir to stand up for people that have reached the age of 60 already, tavo alehim beracha. Of course, they should be blessed, but from the ikar adin, from the strict law, it is 70. And the law means that when they come within 4 amot of you, you have to stand up fully until they leave the 4 amot radius of a person. So the question was asked in halakha, let's say you don't know how old the person is. I mean, not everybody walks around with a birth certificate, or a driver's license where you're able to find out exactly how old he is. You don't know if the guy is 67 years old or he's 72 years old. So what are you supposed to do in that case? So Hakam Avadia says it's a safek deoraita. And therefore he says, safek deoraita lechumra. So you have to be stringent because you're dealing with a Torah law over here. So if you don't know, you have to assume that he's over 70. If you're following the Arizal, that he's over 60. And therefore, he says you have to stand up regardless. So again, the halakha, one must stand up for an elder. That means, if let's say somebody's on a train, or somebody's on a bus, and a zaken or a tamir hacham comes on the bus, halakha says they have to stand up. And if certainly, if that's the only seat available, then the person must afford the seat to a tamir hacham or a zaken, or a mepenes sevat takum, an elder. We say even though it's pashut, even though it's obvious that you don't let an older person stand, unfortunately our generation, where even these basic ethical principles have become clouded because of the nature of the generation, where everybody's concerned about themselves, so we have to remind you of simple basic derech eretz, the way we have to train our children, that they must get up for the elders. For example, many times we sit at a sebet, on Shabbat, where there's overcrowding and there's limited amount of seats, and you have a 7-8 year old sitting in the seat, and you have an older fellow that's not. In this case, even if the fellow is not 60 or 70 years old, just to train our children to have respect for anybody that's older than them, be proper to have them get up and allow somebody else to sit. But the halakha, certainly if the fellow reaches the age of 70 or according to Arizal 60, then it's a hayuv. Forget about your children, it's a hayuv for everybody to afford that person the seat. V'kol ha-kodem zakha. The person that does it earlier, he gets the zechut and fulfills the mitzvah.